It's time for the Outdoor Show with Craig Campo on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by the Campo Family, helping Alaskans having fun in the outdoors since the 1940s. And now your host, Craig Campo.
All right, this is Craig with the Outdoor Show, and we were talking last time we were on the air about the amazing advancements and potential in the show that was on the Chris Cuomo show called Killing Cancer with Dr. Patrick Soon-Shoen. I think I pronounced that right. Just an amazing guy that's, and there you hear about all this time, all these amazing things that are coming, but it's always there. It just seems cancer always wins. You know, we fight it, and it's just a really tough battle. And we've lost so many good people over the years. And now we have some really great things on the horizon, not just nationally, but locally. And I have in the studio a really good dear family friend, Jeff Cook. How are you doing, Jeff?
Good morning, Craig. Doing great.
Good, good. Well, we had you on a few months ago, and we talked about the fundraiser for the PET scan that you've really spearheaded, and it's amazing. I want you to talk before we go into where we're at on it, is what it is and why we need it so bad in Fairbanks, the PET scan.
Good. Well, Craig, a little bit of background, too, quickly about hospitals and how we got to where we are with the foundation. First hospital in Fairbanks was on First Avenue next to St. Matthew's Episcopal Church. It was an Episcopal hospital. And then that was 1904, 1906, across the river, the Catholic built the hospital there. And actually, the church was on the other side of the river, and it got moved across.
By horses, I remember. Yeah. And rolled it across the ice. Yeah.
So the sisters operated the hospital until 1967. The flood came along and other challenges. And fortunately, voters, both borough and city, voted down a government-owned hospital. And the hospital foundation was formed, Greater Fairbanks Community Hospital Foundation. And for a number of years, it was run by Lutheran Hospital and Home Society out of Fargo, who operated the hospital. It was owned all locally, and Bill Wood and Ron Nerland and a few others formed a board. So the foundation was formed, raised the money, and the city sold the ground where the hospital is now on Cal's for a dollar to the hospital foundation. And there we are. And in 2000, Lutheran Hospital and Samaritan Health out of Phoenix merged into Banner, and they operated us for a while. But, you know, along the way, one of the best things that happened initially, LHHS just leased the facility for a dollar a year. Well, here you have multi-million-dollar facility that was built, you know, with grants and other things, and opened in 1972 on Cal's. And hey, you got to add things and do things. And Joe Fallhaber came on the board and said, hey, look, we got to start charging rent. We've got to be able to replace equipment and do other things. So that really started a new era, able to expand the hospital greatly, build a long-term care facility, cancer center, and the heart center. So here we are, last year I'd been working a long time on getting a PET scanner here to further that history of healthcare. And that stands for positron emission tomography. And what a PET scanner does is it allows for extremely early detection of cancer, heart disease, neurological disease.
Isn't it, Jeff, it's two different types of viewing?
It's a combination. You can either get a PET CT or a PET MRI, so that's exactly right. And with the PET scanner, there's a radioactive isotope used for the cancer patients that has a half-life, has to be imported, along with the sugar solution, and that's injected into the patient.
Like an hour before the operation or something.
It's like a 3D color show.
Yeah, but it's got a shelf life, right?
So the isotopes have a shelf life of about,
which a whole other challenge
minutes.
We'll talk about. Yeah,
by the time you get them here, to do five scans, you need to order about 40 doses. And Anchorage has the same problem time wise.
Where do they make the isotopes?
In Seattle, there's two companies, PetNet and Cardinal, make them there.
Is that specifically for Alaska? They make them in other.
No, they make them for other places too. And there's a machine called a cyclotron that manufactures those isotopes.
Okay.
And probably really Alaska needs a cyclotron, and that's the next step.
But that's probably real expensive.
The PET scanner. Now people have to fly to Anchorage or Seattle, and we have 350 to 400 new cancer patients a year.
Every year.
So not only early detection, which, like you talk about this cure thing, the quicker, earlier they can detect it, the better the chance of those cures. And for monitoring, you know, if a patient has trying one protocol, a PARP inhibitor, and after 3 months they scan, if it's working, you keep doing it. If not, you go to another, you know, immunotherapy or something else.
Yeah.
So this machine is just so critical to saving lives, prolonging other lives. And, you know, as you know, we lost our youngest daughter to metastatic cancer 20 months ago. And for end-of-life patients like Chrissy, it's important, too. You've done that scan. You know you've done everything. And hospice knows how to really pinpoint the best care. So save lives, prolong lives, and make the best end-of-life care for people. So it's just, you know, we built a new imaging center 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's room for a best getter. And no, you know, everybody gave up. But, you know, I've been motivated a long time. But, you know, after Chrissy passed away, that motivation became a passion. And became
shift gears.
You know, became therapy. So here we are. What do you need? PET scanner sort of looks like, I mean, it looks like a
MRI.
It looks like an MRI.
Yeah.
You can't really hardly tell the difference. And I was fortunate to be able to tour University of Washington's radiology center and see all the different machines. And then a month ago, I was a guest of some friends of mine over in Honolulu and got to see two PET scanner operations. And
so I have a question. Where do the isotopes come from for Hawaii?
They have a cyclotron.
They do.
They have one that was built in 1997 at Queens. And there's another health organization called Hawaii Pacific Health. They just had a new one delivered. I was there and got to watch this. You know, I'm thinking a cyclotron's got to be some big factory. Yeah, it's on a crane, and it's like a big refrigerator freezer.
Wow.
$4 million, 42,000 pounds. I said, that only costs $95.23 a pound. But that's what we need in Anchorage. Hawaii, you know, being 5.5 hours by flight versus us 3.5, and the island spread out. But even the older cyclotron that Queens has in Honolulu can't do what the new ones do. It's like everything, all this advancement in cancer research, and there's different kinds of isotopes to help analyze different types of cancer.
I'm curious. I've always liked learning about who makes this stuff. Does Siemens make the PET scan?
Siemens and Philips and GE all make PET scanners.
What about
and
the isotoper?
Siemens,
the cyclotron.
The one that just got delivered, the cyclotron, was made by GE. Mm. And interestingly enough, all these are made overseas. Siemens, our PET scanner, made in Germany.
Wow.
This new cyclotron that came to Hawaii was made in Sweden, I think, with parts from Italy. So,
wow.
But anyway, you know, here we need this machine. So we started this fundraising about 18 months ago, $3 million goal. And today we are at $2,752,584. So we're down
$250,000 away.
$247,414 away. And we'd really like to hit that by the end of the year. You know, and like you said, the response from this community has been incredible. And you know, donations have ranged from individuals from $5 to $100,000. And families too. We really appreciate the support you've given me, not only in this show but your family to this project.
It's anybody listening, there's almost nobody that's not been affected by cancer in their family, friends, somebody. And here is a great way to close out the year and do something really special for this community. And Jeff will be talking about how to make that contribution and everything. But so that's 90-some percent we're there.
Yeah, we're just a little under 250,000 left.
Wow.
And really like to hit that by the end of the year, you know. And every donation counts, and as we especially go to use that $3 million as leverage for larger foundations like Rasmus and bigger donors, they like to see match and leverage.
Absolutely.
And so
skin in the game, right?
And so, you know, by the end of the year, what a way. We'd really love to have that by the end of the year. And, you know, whatever amount of donation people can afford is going to be greatly appreciated. And they can do it in memory of somebody who's passed away.
Sure.
They can do the donation in honor of somebody who's living.
Or anonymous if they want
anonymous,
to. I mean, you can do it any way you want to.
And a lot of people, you know, my age, I don't need things. And a lot of people don't need. What a better way to give somebody a gift than to make a donation in honor of somebody, or in just a gift to a family member or friend.
Yeah.
But Yeah, our community hospital is community owned. It's our foundation. Anybody can join for $25 a year, and everybody really should be a member. But this is our hospital. We're sort of like GVA. We're community owned, and we're a member organization. Yeah. So we really encourage those donations. I'd love to hit that $3 million by the end of the year.
And we've got to do that, Fairbanks. We got to hit. We're so close, and it would be such a great thing to do. And again, in the back half of the show specifically, we'll talk about how to make that donation, what to do. But I had a question, and I remember you having there was a challenge during this whole process with getting the isotopes here from Seattle,
right?
Because they have a shelf life, and they talk about how that shelf life worked and who helped you get over that hurdle.
Sure. Well, they ship the isotopes now to Anchorage, but everybody thought, well, it's a challenge getting the isotopes here. And I said, no, they get them to Anchorage. So the problem is they get made at a manufacturing site at Cyclotron in Seattle, and they used to have to be at Alaska Airlines 2 hours before a flight, but now it's 4 hours.
Do they have to be like in a cooler?
They're in a lead lined little.
Yeah.
I saw the ones over in Honolulu, and they look pretty. It's like a funny little box.
Yeah.
And then they have to be at Alaska Airlines 4 hours before a flight, but the office doesn't open till 8 a.m., so you got to make them, get them there, 8 a.m., and Alaska had a direct flight at 11:55 a.m., and the manufacturer said, well, that's not legal, so, well, Alaska Airlines, would you write us a letter saying you'll change that flight time and always have a flight between noon and 1? And they did.
Wow.
That's amazing. Actually, if you look at flight time, what they call block time, Anchorage is supposedly 5 minutes shorter than Seattle. Anchorage is 5 minutes short of Seattle Fairbanks.
Yeah.
But look where our hospital is and our airport. They're right close.
Yeah.
In Anchorage.
Oh,
the airport's clear over in the water.
Let alone.
Hospitals are clear over by the mountains. And there's a lot of bad traffic.
Yeah, traffic and weather.
So every minute counts, because these half life of about 109 minutes.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how soon you hit the ground, it's how soon you hit the hospital.
Yeah. And the newer cyclotrons actually can manufacture these with a lesser half life. And so really, having that's the challenge. So if you're going to do 5 scans, the plane gets here about 3, you get them over to the hospital, and you're going to have to order like the equivalent of about 40 doses to do 5 scans. Because of that, they lose their
Every hour.
About every 109 minutes, half-life every 109 minutes.
And I'm just curious about that. Is that something in that process? Is there a way that you see in technology where they'll ever be able to extend that life?
Yeah, there is now.
There is.
From what I understand and talking to people at Hawaii Pacific Health with this new
So with people that are thinking of donating, that's one thing they wouldn't have to worry about. Like you say, well, all of a sudden we have this machine, but what if all of a sudden there isn't the ability to get them here? That's not even going to be an issue. It sounds like, especially a company like Alaska Airlines has stepped up to the plate,
They got them. We're going to get them here. And we're working with the supplier. And, the volumes now that are going to Anchorage or elsewhere simply would shift here. So, and one of the challenges, and I hear stories all the time, Craig, everybody who donates has a story. Either there's somebody special that has passed away of cancer or heart disease or has it now. But I was getting a haircut a couple months ago, and the lady says, yesterday my mother and father-in-law had to go to Anchorage for him to get a PET scan, but the plane didn't get in, the isotopes expired. So they had dinner, got in a plane, came home. $1,000.
Oh, man.
Well, that can happen here.
Yeah.
But you're home.
Yeah, that's right.
And you can reschedule and do it. So it's just critical to have that closer to home.
Yeah, this is just fascinating to me, the fact that we're living in a town that can support this kind of an investment, and the benefits from the investment are going to last for decades. We're going to have people alive that we wouldn't have alive. We're going to have people that have a better outcome regardless, and a better shot like I said, cancer's they call it the C word. It's a bad word. And now we finally are coming to a point where we've got some light at the end of the tunnel in a community as remote as Fairbanks, Alaska. We're talking with Jeff Cook, and we're going to come back. We're going to let you know how you can contribute and get us to this goal of $3 million. We're only $250,000 away. So come on, Fairbanks. Time to pony up. We'll be back after this message and talk about that.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compo's. Bob Compo Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed. Compo's passion for getting you outdoors and away from the rat race and their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say. And that's, treat people right and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly and they'll tell a few dozen. Compo, on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah. Sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays. Brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
All right, and we are back with Jeff Cook, and we're talking about the PET scan and the goal of hitting the $3 million purchase funds for the PET scan for Fairbanks Memorial Hospital. It's a really, really, it's got to have been just like almost overwhelming, that much money in a small community. But you know this community, you know, you've been around for a long time here, a lot longer than I have, but it's amazing to see how generous the community is. And people that, you know, people that give anywhere from what, $50, $100 to $100,000. So you have that every one of those people have one thing in common. They care about the community, right? And they care about, or they've lost somebody to cancer, or they've known somebody they lost cancer. So this is a really big deal. And we were talking just off the air about how to get the word out. And like you said, when, what was there, two channels? I remember three. I remember channel nine.
When I came back from college, you had the Newsminer published in the evening, which pretty much everybody read. And you had channel two, and you had channel 11. Channel 13 came later. And
well, we had Justin's Weekly, too.
Yeah, Justin's Weekly. And you know, one grocery store, two grocery stores, I guess one post office. People knew what was going on. Now there's so many channels of communication that it's important that we get to all of them. Yeah. You know, we've had nice articles in the Newsminer. They've been great. We've been on your show. We've talked to different groups. And the Rural Light for November from GVA has a great story. And the annual report that just came out a month ago from the University of Alaska Foundation also has a story about giving and how important it is. And so, you know, every time we have a new outlet of information, we can track within a few days. And I guarantee you, in 3 days, when we go to the post office, there'll be checks that came in, or there'll people go online or call in because of this show. And that's
and let's talk about that now. So if somebody is listening and wants to donate, there's probably more than one way. What are the ways they can donate? And then again, they can donate, you said, like in memory of a certain person, a family member they lost, whatever. Talk about that.
Well, people can donate, just outright donate, or donate in memory of somebody who was dear to them. In honor of somebody who's living, who's meant a lot to them. So a number of easy ways. One is you can call our foundation office and talk to Missy or one of the ladies there, and that's at 907-458-5550. That's 907-458-5550. They can take a credit card donation or answer any of your questions, too, if you have any questions that you have. And then You can always mail in a donation, and you know, anything that's mailed in, whether cash, check, gold, whatever it might be, make sure there's a notation in there that's for the Pet Scan
yes.
Fund, because we have a lot of different funds, which are all important. But that mailing address is P.O. Box 71396. That's 71396 at 99707. And then, of course, online, you can go to the www.fairbankshospitalfoundation.com, and you go there and you'll see drop-down windows for donating, and then there's categories to donate.
Yeah.
You check off the one for the PET scanner.
Okay, so you can do it right from your phone. You can
yep.
do it from home.
Yep.
You can go down and drop a check off.
Oh, yeah, and that's the other thing. Anybody can go to 1650 Cowles, go up to the fifth floor, and we have a lot of people do that. I'm meeting a couple today that's given their second $10,000
wow.
this afternoon, and they want to just, you know— The older couple, they want to give it to me, and I love it.
So
get up at 2 in the morning to get a check.
Based on the demographics of the people that listen to this program, you're probably just going to write a check. You're probably not going online.
Right, exactly.
But you can write a check, take it down to the FMH, and where in the hospital?
Fifth floor in the main tower there.
Okay,
original tower.
Yeah.
Up on the fifth floor of the foundation office, and also... While you're up there, hospice is a lady in the hospital made all these donations to benefit hospice. You can buy a nice Christmas decoration and get
perfect, money. Perfect timing. So, yeah. Kill two birds with one stone.
They're all on the tree there.
Is tax deductible donations?
Yeah, we're a 501c3
okay.
Charitable organization, and that's the beauty of it.
Yep.
And you know, that's one of the aspects of a foundation like we are. You have to earn. Over a period of 5-year average, you have to earn a percentage of your income has to be from donations. And to be a hospital that gets accredited and has a good bond rating, we have to have a fund also. Our investment fund has to be enough to carry the hospital if there's a COVID or another issue. So you earn money on that. So you got to be careful because you don't want to become a public foundation where you have to give away 5%.
Yeah, right.
Or a private, yeah. that's give away 5%.
Yeah.
So
sure.
it's important that we have this kind of community support, and this project's really helping. But
so let's talk about, you know, because I remember when you talk about, you know, the machine is more than $3 million, but your goal is to raise $3 million because then you qualify almost for some matching funds. I remember when we were raising money for John Sturgeon. For the fight, to the sovereignty fight against the Park Service, Rasmussen Foundation was a big believer in sturgeon and states' rights and things like that, and we knew that not every dollar we raised, but almost every dollar we raised, they were going to match. And as we got closer and the bills got higher, those chunks of money were going to the legal fee to help sturgeon. In this case, I'm sure there's different foundations that have made a commitment or at least suggested they're going to match these funds. So that is why it's really important that, your check, if you can donate $5,000, those funds will likely be matched or a portion of them matched by some of these other.
There's, you groups. Know, some of the larger commercial donors and foundations and, you know, they don't totally commit. They want to see you get there. But, you know, in the machine, actually, we've ordered the machine, by the way, the PET scanner's on order because the hospital needed some other imaging and equipment, and Siemens just said, hey, let's avoid the tariff question and let's avoid price. So the machine's, you know, roughly $2 million, and then you got to ship it, and you got the add-ons and the, you know,
stuff.
Warranty
yeah.
and the stuff. So probably be close to $3 million. But then we have to remodel 3,500 square feet on the ground floor of the existing imaging center because imaging center was built 20 years ago. All the requirements and the safety protocols and everything else are so different than what it was then. So
where will it be in the hospital?
It'll be on the imaging center that's there on the ground floor, which is the one, the north end closest to the hospital there. So there's already a hot lab there. That hot lab will be upgraded and space will be redone. That's the imaging center where First Care is going. So,
okay.
You know, 3,500 square feet and you're talking about $1,000 a square foot to remodel space. So that's where you get the $6 million, about $3.5 million there, and then 2.5 give or take on the PET scanner and shipping.
That's peripheral. That redesign is already in process.
Yes, Design Alaska should have the redesign done by the end of the year, and you know, when I was over in Honolulu, which, you know, I went over just sort of on my own volition, not it wasn't a foundation trip. And I was able to tour two PET scanner operations at Hawaii Pacific Health. They gave me the floor plans and they gave me their hot lab remodel protocols. And I, you know, shared those with our foundation folks and they'll share them with Design Alaska just to make sure, you know, we don't miss anything. And so
this, of course, will be probably the farthest north PET scan in the world.
It could be close, yeah. So I guess we'd have to go over and look at some of those countries over there in the, you know, the Netherlands. There might be some, but yeah, we're probably got to be pretty close because looking over there, you got to have a, you know, we're about the size of a market you need with 100,000 people, give or take. And we serve the North Slope and interior villages too, and you know, somebody, you know, people like to be as close to home as they can for cancer treatment.
Sure.
So if they can come to Fairbanks versus Anchorage or Seattle, if they're from this part of the state. And
And then you avoid the stress of, you know, because that adds to, that's not good for your health, the stress of having to travel. Yeah. Some people physically can't. They just can't.
Well, that's it. You got people who can't, they're too sick or physically compromised, or they can't afford to travel and take, you really need somebody with you. Or there's people who won't get on a plane. They won't leave. They won't leave Fairbanks.
Yeah.
Well, one of the patients they were talking about at the cancer center is a lady in her mid to late 50s, single with two dogs. Nope, not leaving home. Nobody can take care of those dogs but her. But that's a, you know, just a reason we have to have it here. You know, and Craig, some of the other things people don't think about. If you want to attract and retain good people in your community, attract doctors. A lot of the new doctors want to make sure you've got the latest equipment like
that. Sure.
Somebody coming up to the university and a member of their family has cancer or heart problems or whatever. They want to make sure they've got that care. So to both attract people of specialty positions, but also to retain people in our community, we need to have the best of the
Do we have the people, the medical professionals here that need training for this?
Yeah, some of our existing folks, we've got a great, you know, imaging department, radiology department. So they'll be going down to Seattle, and a lot of them have been affiliated in the past with the University of Washington or have connections. So yeah, our existing staff will get that additional training.
And then I would imagine the company that builds this have somebody at Tech to come up and do regular service on it and check it out.
And that's one of the things with Siemens too. They have tech people in the state, which is an important part of, you know, what equipment do you get. And
it's exciting stuff. It really is. I'm so excited that you could be here and explain it. And again, we're talking with Jeff Cook about the PET scan project that he's been behind for 18 months or more.
About 20 years, really, ever since we built the imaging.
Well, that's true, yeah.
And I really kicked it off 18 months
ago. Yeah, yeah, you were motivated.
You could ask Dr. Keir Fowler, one of our radiologists, he and I, probably once or twice a year for the last 15 years have talked about, when are we going to get a PET scanner?
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. But
the big kick, finally, we just, it's time.
Yeah, it's time, and it is. And we're getting there. We're going to get there. I asked Jeff about that year when he first started this. I said, well, what if you get started and he just runs out of traction? He goes, not going to happen. And you were right. Look at here, we're $250,000 away out of a $3 million fund pot. So one last time, we're going to say how to send the money. Please, 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 by the end of this year, by the end of 2025, we're going to hit the $3 million. And it'd be great if a chunk of that could come from KFAR listeners, because most of you guys have been here forever and you care about this community. So, Jeff, one more time, how do they raise them? How do we do it?
Take a check or their credit card to 1650 Cal's in the hospital, the
fifth
foundation
floor.
Office up on the fifth floor.
Okay.
They can call our foundation office at 907-458-5550 and do a credit card donation or have any questions answered.
Okay.
They can also mail a check in if they'd like to our P.O. box, and that's 71-396 at Fairbanks 99707. And of course, you can go online to fairbankshospitalfoundation.com and go to donate and go and hit the right button for PET scanner.
Good. All right. Well, this has been interesting. I love the update. I'm so happy for not only you, but for Fairbanks and everybody that's going to be affected by this. It's a really big deal, and really appreciate your efforts, Jeff. It's just been an amazing, amazing project. And like you said, we're going to get there, and we're getting there. So, all right, Fairbanks, that's it for this show. Thanks for tuning in. This is Craig with The Outdoor Show, and we'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to The Outdoor Show with Craig Campo on KFAR Radio. Streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on The Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.